WHO's main message on World Cancer Day is that much can and should be done to reduce premature mortality from the non-communicable diseases, including cancer. And this is aligned with the newly adopted Sustainable Development Goals.
What can you tell us about what are still the leading causes of cancer death today?
The number one cause of cancer death is tobacco. About a third of cancers can be prevented by reduction in the major risk factors, including, of course, better tobacco control, as well as improved diets, improved activity levels to decrease the sedentary lifestyle that's rising in all countries, particularly in low and middle income countries, and harmful use of alcohol. If we can get these under control, we can reduce about one third. But what many people are not aware of is that many cases of cancer are also linked to infectious agents. So if we can improve our coverage of the hepatitis B vaccine, as well as rapidly improving coverage of the human papillomavirus HPV vaccine, you could greatly reduce the rates of liver cancer, which is still a major issue in many low and middle income countries, as well as cervical cancer, which is still the number one cancer in women in more than 30 countries.
How can the burden of cancer be reduced? Is it through prevention, detection, or treatment?
That's an excellent question. The way to reduce the cancer burden globally is it requires a multi-pronged approach that does all of those things. We can prevent many cancers. We can detect early and provide access to good quality, timely, and affordable treatment. And we can also help improve the lives of people living with cancer who have advanced disease. So all of these things play a very important role in reducing the huge burden of cancer to people and their families.
Several developed countries declared the war on cancer, but how much real progress have been made?
We can say that much progress has been made in many cancers. However, in some cancers, very little progress has been made. Cancer is more than 100 different diseases, so it is a complex question. But we can say that overall, mortality rates have dramatically been reduced in many high-income countries due to a combination of prevention, early detection, and better treatment.
Anything else to add?
I think the most important message we want this particular World Cancer Day, where the UN Secretary General is making a bold statement, is that we can eliminate cervical cancer as a public health issue. And we know how to do that, and the time to act is now.